these politicians. You ask, perhaps, how can I have a relationship without being attached? You can have the most beautiful relationship that you can ever imagine. It doesn't mean you become a loner in this path. It means you have friends, you have loved ones, but you give them all the freedom in the world. And you're not attached to their emotions or to anything else. It means total uncommitted love. It's a little different than most people do. Being non-attached means being compassionate, being loving, being kind, knowing what mercy means, helping your friend before you even help yourself. If you're attached, you think of yourself first. But if you're not attached, you think of the other person first. There's a lot to that. Any comments?
Released from the self. I think instead of calling it self-realization, it should be called a realization that there's no self. Yeah. That would be closer to, would it be closer to,
It would be complicated for some people.
Because self-realization, people think, oh, me as a self is going to realize something, but that's absolutely the opposite. You know?
That's what brings them in. That's how they begin.
It brings them in the beginning. If they think the ego is going to get something, it's just the opposite from that. It's losing everything.
Of course.
But it's also realizing that self is all the
But you know, the mind, like the, my mind is such a strange condition because the mind, like the mind is not used to just walking around being released from themselves, you know, instead of, you know, like we walk around like we're always hugging ourselves, like, me, you know, trying to grab everything, you know. And then understanding this and being released from everything, walking around like being a zombie in relationship to what we're used to as a person, educated, and as a child, you know, we're used to, you know, me and the world, you know. It's a very strange condition, and the mind is not, the mind doesn't like it, you know. They have to constantly reinforce to be able to
first experience the condition, then see how strange it is.
Yeah, because zombies, I mean,
it's your natural condition.
Yeah, it's natural, but we're so unnatural. Mm-hmm. The self is so unnatural, and that's all we know. So, you know, you glimpse it for a second, and then you run back and grab hold of yourself again, you know?
That's how it happens. That's why you keep working on yourself, working on yourself. You keep remembering what to do until it becomes second nature.
It's almost like floating around, you know. It's so light. There's no tension.
You all. Become light, that's true.
So light is a feather.
Yes.
How do you know zombies are not in
blood? Well, I've heard they're not. People who become zombies, you know,
so it's like going after, in other words, we have to go to total zero and from the point of the mind. So it's like dying, it's like going to total zero.
Well, isn't that bad, really? What you're doing is just changing your allegiance. Yeah. Before, you used to have faith in the world and people, places, and things. Now you have faith in omnipresence, in the infinite. And something that you can't feel, taste, touch, smell, or see. And the more faith you have in that, which is yourself, the more faith you have in the world, the real world, as yourself.
It's really, it starts from an act of faith in
Faith in the invisible.
In the invisible, so that to go on with it.
You drop your self-importance. And you stop having conflicts with people, places, and things. And you just start loving, you become compassionate. And you realize everybody's your brothers and sisters. And everything happens by itself.
Isn't he right to say in a way that it feels like dying, because I think it was St. Paul, one of those, who said, I die daily.
Yes, impossible. You die daily to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a negative experience. It's a good experience. Every time you let go of something, you feel better.
The self-transcendence.
As an example, say you have a job, and you're worried about being laid off, inflation, pay increases, strikes. But as you begin to understand this teaching, you let go of all those thoughts. You realize that you'll always be at your right place. And no one can take your right place away from you. So wherever your right place is, that's where you're going to be. You subsequently stop worrying about your job, about layoffs, about strikes, about pay increases. And you just do your work without fear. And you become a better worker as a result. So you get promoted, you get a raise, and everything happens by itself. But all fear goes away.
It's really amazing, you know, not to be attached to body, mind, and senses, and people, places, and things.
And life goes on. But it goes on the way it's supposed to go on. Naturally. Infinitely. And it's all good.
I think it would make your health improve. You're not all nervous about
things. It really improves you in every way. All parts of your own truth.